Hey guys, it's Libney and welcome to Libney Talks, where we talk about life, about self-work, self-love, self-awareness, and anything that might help you become unstuck to wherever you are in your life right now. Hey, first of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who has been listening. And if you're new to this podcast, let me tell you that I am not an expert. At baka mabudol ka lang po sa aking mga kalokohan joke. But this is about self-love and self-work. And hopefully, you're getting something out from this. And anyway, for this episode, I've decided to talk about being a super mom. You know, balancing business, balancing being a mom, balancing everything. So, let's talk about that. And this came from an Instagram message from Mon Besabe. If you're listening, thank you so much for listening. And to everyone, I just want to say, sorry guys, I don't edit my podcast. I just put it out there because there's so much value when nag-explain. But anyway, I just want to say that I'm listening. I hear you. I see you. And we're all in this life together. Anyway, so let's talk about being a super mom and how was I able to balance everything. And to be honest, I told her the secret, which isn't going to be a secret anymore since I'm going to be sharing it with you. So how was I able to balance everything? By everything, the role of becoming a mother or being a mother, becoming talaga guys, knock on wood, being a mother, managing business, handling clients, doing podcasts, doing content, and connecting with other people. To be honest, it all comes from being resilient. And to be really super, super honest, not like superficial, anything. Kasi wala akong choice. And that's kind of funny to hear. And I don't know if you can relate, but wala tayong choice most of the time. That's why we have to be resilient and to go through wherever we're going through. And it's not actually a bad thing for me because that was what my mindset was about before. When I started being a mom, I was a single mom back then. Nah, I had no choice. That's why I am here. But if I start to reframe or change the language that I used, that I had no choice, it wasn't really that. It was more of showing up for myself, because if I don't show up for myself, no one else will. And that is so much power for me and has changed me drastically over the years. And I'm gonna tell you the reason why, the root cause, but nagkakaganito and that person, charot. But like, what is the root cause of me being resilient despite everything? Because it was way back, I had my daughter, I gave birth to my daughter. And as you know, I am a single mom. I was about to discharge myself from the hospital, but I... Iyak tayo guys. Pero like, I discharged myself from the hospital right after I gave birth. I didn't have anyone back. I had someone back then. Like, I don't want to mention names, but that person didn't really help me when I was like on the process of discharging myself, you know, paying the bills and everything. My sister was in the US and also my dad. My mom and I didn't really had a good relationship when my mom and dad broke up or like split. So I was really all alone. I didn't have anyone to like really depend on that time. And that moment of me just giving birth and actually just paying the bills and everything, like just went straight out of bed. That was the most life-changing situation for me, because I realized that I really cannot depend on anyone but myself. And it still applies up until now. Because, you know, I really, for me, the most painful experience that we go through in life are the best ones, because we really also get the best lesson out from that. And sometimes we have to go through all these painful experiences. Yung pinaka-painful talaga, in the attempt for the universe to really just shake in us para magising na talaga tayo. I mean, the universe will attempt to wake us up in experiences na minor, like for example, hey Lib, you don't do that. You know, yung mga simple urge, mga urge nudges na, hey, you're not supposed to do that. And us stubborn people who likes to, you know, be just stubborn, and I'm stubborn. Sometimes it really takes a lot of parang lesson and palo talaga from the universe. And when the universe teaches us the lesson, it usually is painful. But let me assure you that whatever situations or wherever you are in your life or the challenging moments in your life, it's not there as a useless parang event, parang gaba or karma yan sa'yo. But no, it's something, it's a message that something needs to be learned, something needs to be cut out, and it's for you to move forward and to be a better person. So, if you're in that spot right now where you feel anxious, depressed, or you just got from a breakup or something in relation to that, that is really painful. The only way for you to go through it is acceptance, because we as humans only suffer when we resist, when suffering pertains resistance. So ask yourself, where in my life am I resisting? Is it because I'm resisting emotions? I'm resisting the lessons. I don't want to break up with that person, even if that person is so toxic anymore. I don't want to quit my job and everything else to the detriment of my health. You know, certain things has to happen to awaken us, and emotions are always compasses for us to, like, you know, move forward. And even fear, even sadness, I think that society has so much impact on us, putting labels on these emotions as something not acceptable. So to everyone who's listening, all emotions are valid, like legit, all emotions are valid, and it is your reality. What's not okay, what's not okay is for you to play the victim and, you know, making no progress in wherever you are. Like, I know, for example, let's put it in a place that you got, like, you broke up with your partner, and then parang months na and everything, and you still play the victim when in fact you're just resisting the lesson. Hindi na nga pukal talaga kayo, just some people has to go, has to come to your life to teach you a lesson. And everything, everyone, everything, every situation is a gift, and unless you get the lesson, it will keep on repeating until you finally get it. And everything, it's not really against us, and can we just stop playing the victim, right? So ayun, medyo segue siya from the topic of being a super mom and how was I able to balance everything. But I hope you got something out from that. So, yun. The main point was that person who taught me the lesson. That was really painful and annoying and uncomfortable. But that really taught me to be more resilient and to not trust anyone. At that point, it served me not trusting anyone. I'm not saying that you don't trust anyone till the rest of your life. No. In certain points in our life, there will come a point that we have to, like, choose ourselves and create the healthy boundaries, because you know that it's better for you. And when the moment that you start asking questions to other people, if is it okay? Are you not blah, 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 blah? I think that's the moment that you lose power. Kasi, I just want to tell you that the validation comes from you. And if you're that type of person na you always ask for the opinion of others, na, oh, ganda ba yung bag ko? And everything. I think na you have to learn how to trust yourself and not depend on other people. Kasi the moment that you put your validation from other people would be the time that you would disappoint yourself, because you are putting so much power to them and giving them the power to choose for you, when in fact you are the one living your life. Okay, so my daughter knock. Anyway, I'm gonna continue, and you know naman I don't edit this podcast. So ayun. So after I gave birth to my daughter, right after I was being challenged na really to play the role of, like, owning up to whatever I had. And after that, I remember that I discharged myself. I paid the bills and everything else. And when I got home, I really didn't have anyone to turn to except my friend. So shout out to Andy if you're listening. And the first time, honestly, that I changed my daughter's diaper, alam mo yung parang hindi pa ako marunong that point. But by then, the more that I was doing it on my own, I learned that I was like learning along the way. And so that really strengthened talaga yung pagiging resilient ko until it became a skill to me na I just keep on exposing myself to experiences like this. Like, it's a pattern, but what really the universe is teaching me is the skill of being resilient and showing up no matter what for yourself. So, ayun, for me, I'm the type of person who really likes to do a lot ever since I'm that was my personality. And so when my daughter was growing up, I enrolled in med school. I'm gonna do a podcast about that, my experiences. My God, it's also a different story, you know. In every situation in your life, there is always a story. So yeah, enjoy, just enjoy. Kasi you know naman, it's not gonna last. So yeah, I entered med school. And to be honest, I'm not really the type na hands-on and everything. When you're there in a situation that's challenging, it's okay to ask for help and support. Kasi some people think na asking for support is a sign of weakness. But hello, when you really need support, don't be shy to ask for support. And that was how I was able to go through the hardest times of my life. I asked for support and there was no choice. And I kept on showing up until I was able to adapt this skill and then eventually applied it to the different aspects in my life. So ayun. So fast forward to now. Right now. So to now, guys, if you're hearing something from the background, you know that I'm not editing this podcast and I don't want to lose my stream of consciousness. But I hope you're getting something. Those are my two adorable children. So anyway, fast forward to now. Right now, my role is I am the provider for my children. I also do podcasting. I take care of my kids. What else? All that jazz. And maybe it amazes you, but the thing is, for you to survive wherever you're going through, it's to just go through it. Because you only have two choices in this life. It's either you move forward or you stay wherever you are. And you know, in life, we don't just stay in this situation we're in. We're always upgrading and change is constant. And the more you stay or you get stuck, the more painful it would be. So the thing about being a super mom, a single mom or whatever, my heart goes to all single moms out there. I know how hard it is. But for you to really survive through life overall is for you to just show up consistently and just learn everything that goes along with the showing up and the experiences that you're having along the way. Kasi unless you are in the stage of resistance and not allowing yourself to feel, not allowing yourself to, you know, take control and accountability for the things that you're going through, it's going to pain you a lot. And you're the only ones who's gonna, you're the only one who's gonna reap what you just saw, right? So yeah, I hope that's making sense. And how did I survive? And yeah, show up consistently, ask support if you need to, have fun and get the lesson out of every situation, and don't play the victim, because the moment you play as a victim, that's the moment that you lose this game. And always remember to have yourself aligned daily. What are the things or the daily practices that you have? These are the things that help me now. So when I wake up, I just really make sure that I pump myself up for the rest of the day. I keep myself aligned by saying words of affirmation to myself. And if words of affirmation will help you and your thoughts. And you know naman that our thoughts will really control our emotions. And you know that emotions, our actions are based on the emotions that we create. And then eventually our reality. So what are your words of affirmation daily? What are the things that you say to yourself daily or repeatedly say? What are the things that you consistently do and say to yourself? Next is I meditate. Meditation means like being quiet, not thinking so much and not allowing my thoughts to like overcome me, and just allowing myself to be in this moment, because to be honest, all we really have is this moment. And the moment that we think about the future or focus too much on the past, that's the moment that we get anxious, you know. We get really anxious and problematic and everything else or whatever, because you're not living in the now, and the power that we have is in the now. Another thing is that I equip myself with like pages from books. Para naman for the rest of the day, I have baon or not if books, if not books, just listen to podcasts like this. But like, listen, siguro the people that I can recommend, they are mostly masculine energy. I listen to Tony Robbins, to Aaron Doty, to Lewis Howell, to Gary Vaynerchuk if it's business, and marami pang iba. So Eckhart Tolle and everybody else. So ayun. So, another thing, what else do? I keep myself aligned. I hydrate myself. Like, drink lots of water, because you have to balance everything out. Like, what, balance everything. Like, drink physically. You drink your water. You exercise a bit or something like that. You move your body. And then mentally, I read books and everything. And then emotionally, I prep myself by affirming myself. So, ayun, for you to go through the challenging moments and for you to, like, be a super mom, don't stop playing the victim, because if you keep blaming others and keep make others accountability for your actions, you're really gonna lose this game. And we're not here to suffer, just want to remind you. And ayun, maingay na po sa labas, so kailangan ko na pong tapusin tong podcast na episode na ito. And my goal is to finish this and to put it out there, because I know that this is gonna be adding more value to more people. So I hope you got something out from this episode, and I hope you had fun. And if you have any aha moments, just message me. And oh, I am opening my one-on-one coaching. If you feel stuck in your life right now or wherever you are, just send me a message. DM me, will do. Let's do a quick call and see if we can work together, right? So, ayun. So, yeah, if you have any messages, please don't be shy, please. It really motivates me if someone messages me on Instagram and just say, hi, just listen to your podcast and let's do chika. Kasi I really reply as much as I can. So, ayan. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode and have a great day, everyone.